This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. Ashlyn Al here with you from Flyers practice, currently practicing behind us, getting ready for their last home game of this homestand, seven games in a row at home. It feels like they've been home for 2 months. I think they're ready to get back on the road.
I wish it was home sweet home. It's just been home, but it was a little sweeter with the last game.
So yeah.
Practice a little lighter today. You can just field and get tension taken off their shoulders over finally getting the win at home.
Yeah, they really needed that. The Flyers were on a five-game losing streak, and we entered this homestand here with the Flyers thinking, all right, if this homestand can be successful, now you're in the playoff punch, you're in the playoff conversation. It is now very much past that. Right now you're just playing for pride at this point, but it was a good win over the Lightning. Then they have another tough team. Then they go on the road for a week, and that's a tough road trip.
It's a tough road trip, and they have to, I mean, the target now is just get better, but get some confidence. There's no more even a pipe dream of making a postseason, but you play to the end, you play to the whistle, so to speak. And there's a lot of guys asking that they can really make something out of the end of this season, and because it ties together the whole season on what you've done. Whether if you've been improving through the whole season, you can't let it go at the end because, well, we're not going to make the playoffs. Well, there's a lot on the line in terms of just your career, who's going to fit here, who doesn't fit here still, what kid maybe comes in and impresses.
Yeah.
In the NFL, they call it flash, whatever, to bring. But, this is a longer, you have to have a longer leg than a flash in the NHL, and that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, at this point, if you can end the season, I think the biggest thing is feeling good about your starting goaltender, Sam Ayerson. You played really well in the win over the Lightning, especially in overtime, especially in the shootout. We're going to have a sit-down coming up here with John Tortorella on NBC Sports Philadelphia next week, and he talked a lot about the state of goaltending with the Flyers. And he was very honest, the situation with Carter Hart, how much it put them back. And he admitted, which was interesting to me, that he feels like Sam Ayerson is a 1B. And for him to say that, I thought spoke volumes, that he feels like he can be a starting goaltender, but it was never the plan that Sam Ayerson was your head guy.
Yeah, I don't know how many times, it's a very typical decision, the discussion with Carter Hart, because of everything that's going on,
pace
and everything. But if you just look at it in hockey terms, and, I've said from the beginning, if he was here, they would maybe have the best tandem in the NHL. Can you imagine if he'd been here? I think he would have been Team Canada's goalie in the Four Nations. But, it's like, can you cry over that? No, but there's a reality to it. Mm-hmm. If you're structuring a rebuild and you weren't here for all the decade of where's the goaltending, and then all of a sudden, my God, here's the goaltender, and boom, gone.
Yeah.
And that really, and you can't cry about it. What happens, there's injuries too, but this is a horrible situation that goes way beyond that. But it's like, in pure hockey terms, wow.
Yeah.
If you know, there's no question the previous years with his seasons that he was having, probably playoff team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really are. And you look at the situation the Flyers are in right now, where they do still have a lot of questions about where this team stands. And I know fans are frustrated that it's state again of the rebuild, that you're back to square one. I don't believe you're back to square one, especially when you look at how the young guys have ascended. And if you're going to hang your hat on one thing this season, it's that those young guys have taken the next step. Bobby Brink's a great example of that, how he played against the Lightning. You need to see that consistently, but Bobby and Kate and Kip and Tyson, the guys that you hope in a couple of years, Torts talked about this in the sit down as well. If Tyson and Tip are your top six guys, you did something right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not a Forster. Well, you're going to have rookies with back-to-back 20-goal seasons.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You're going to have Kate, who comes in and becomes your new day, new age criteria, so to speak, to come in. So that's huge to come in like that. So there were guys. And Brink to me, Bobby Brink to me is why when people, I know there are people who don't like Tortorella's style of coaching, but you watch him play now compared to how he played in the perimeter previously. It's pure coaching to get you there. It's hard coaching that got him there. And you're seeing the benefits now to the point where he's a guy that can put on other lines and he makes it cohesive because he's going to the right places. So that's a pretty big success. And to be purely honest, I didn't know. I really didn't know he had the skate that he has. I didn't know that he had the finish. You'd saw it from time to time, but it wasn't.
Flat.
Yeah, but boy, he's really come on as a, I guess, an honest player, even when he doesn't have a puck.
Yeah, absolutely. And the flip side of that is what's going on right now with Travis Konecny. John Tortorella just talked about it in his press conference, how he feels like one goal is going to solve everything. With TK, he went first with the shootout. John Tortorella put him right out there. He said, I'm just going to keep doing so, giving him the opportunity. And there's no other way to put it, just snake bit. I mean, we thought the goal went in against the Lightning.
Oh, the shootout. I mean, who hits a post, a crossbar on a post? I mean, the triple joint.
Yeah.
That, I mean, and that's just what's going on with him. And I don't like cliche, but I sort of like it when you see something that shows you why it's a cliche. Thinking too much, whipping the stick too hard, doing this. He's all you might as well see him just twisted as a player coming in. That's how much he cares, and to see what happens. And it's crazy to watch because it's like just get one, and we'll see what happens. But he's getting assists, and I do kind of like the fact that Tortorella has moved him up to try to get him going. He's that important to get things going, and I think he realizes that. So in a way, it's a testament to Brink to come down and help, go on another line and make that line really good.
Yeah.
So the plus came from the minus.
Right, and now you go on this road trip, and it's a competitive road trip, and you're at the point now where you just want to try to keep pace. But when you look at this road trip, I think the goals is staying to your style of play that they played all season long. You don't want to see things stretch right now.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, we're in Tampa, then Washington.
Yeah.
Well, what you don't want to see is Ovechkin get 7 goals.
Not against the Flyers. It's not that good. Because that would be so Flyers.
That's what you don't want to see. No, you want to see the finish with his effort. You don't want to see, it's almost like coming to the bench after you want to go strong to the end. That's what you want to see. You don't want to see any sort of an indication that you were just playing out the string.
Yeah.
You want to see, and you know who, it will help if Hathaway comes back to that, to get that going.
Agreed.
Like that.
Because
even people that don't necessarily like fighting or whatever, but the physicality, this is still a sport where you do get that energy from a hit, from whatever. And I think that that would really help to try to get things ramped up as they go to the finish line.
Yeah, Hathaway out here right now in a non-contact jersey, so we'll see what happens with that. I doubt he's playing.
No,
in the home stand, but maybe on the road trip, if he goes on the trip, and a development grasp is still lying in that Danny Breer just released a statement that he's day-to-day with an upper body injury, so that was interesting for Risto. It gave some great minutes of a defenseman, but something that kind of popped that out of the blue.
Yeah, with Risto, I don't even know where. He just does nothing, doesn't complain.
He never left the game.
No. It's like, wow. He just, whatever happened, again, because you're going, there's no questions about Risto line. I mean, to me, I didn't want him traded at the deadline. I think he's been a really good story here. But what this does, especially on the power play, get to see Drysdale, who's starting to play better and better. I don't think there's any urgency to get, you know, if they were in a race for a spot,
yeah.
I would say there's urgency. But right now, I'm like, you know what? Maybe we'll get a look at Drysdale, Andre. Because you're getting a look at some other people.
Yeah. It was interesting with Emile Andre coming back up. A lot of fans were wondering why we'd even set down in the first place because he did feel like he had the talent to be here with the Flyers. John Tortorella was just really honest in his press conference about how he needs to learn how to respect the NHL, respect the play, that he's trying to do too many things. He's trying to be too flashy. I almost took it as like an arrogance, and then Torts followed up saying, it's not that. It's he's trying to do too much too quick.
Yeah, I listened to Torts talk about that, and having watched generations of players, right now, guys can come up in the league. Hughes in New Jersey, you see him with the car, he's exceptional. But plays that used to get you bent, throw a puck in front of the goal in front of the net, are more common because the skill level of these kids.
It's
unbelievable, but there comes a point, as you get later in the season, you see it, where it catches up to you.
Yeah.
I won't draw a complete parallel, but the difference between, you know, confidence and arrogance, it's a kind of a fine line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, Michkov, Michigan, is more arrogance than confidence.
Agreed. They've got to think they're talking about
it. I want to see it when it happens, but it can't happen all the time the way
it
is.
Well, just not yet. Don't try that until you have everything else figured out, in my opinion.
If it's a game where you're ahead by 5 or whatever, but I mean, it's skill.
Well, even his overtime chance the other night. He gives the puck right back because he tries, instead of shooting in front of the net.
Yeah, but it's a fine line there. You want him to be, he's a star player. But Andre's nowhere near that level of star player. What I like about him is the confidence that he can take a hit. And I was worried he was up here too early because he put himself in bad positions to get run over. And part of that is, I think I can make this play. No, you can't here.
Yeah.
There's a self-preservation aspect to this too, so we'll see what happens here. You know, they have an issue. I mean, they're a little guy.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as Michkin's body is wide, he's got some real strength to him. He's still not that big.
No.
And certainly Andre's not. If you look at him, look like twins at times.
Yeah.
And it's like you got to be careful where you go. And then you learn the league a little bit, especially as a defenseman, you can put yourself maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, and towards the sit down that he's been talking about, I asked him what needs to improve with this team next season, and he was really point blank in it. To me, it's Danny taking notice. He said, we're too small, we're too slow. I'm like, well, yep, that about does it.
Sounds like my scouting report, small but slow.
Small and slow. Yeah, well, that won't get you far then.
No intentions. That's why I'm here with you.
Yeah. Dang, well, when you put it that way, that's not why they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt, especially in the middle of the ice. They got to get a big center.
Yeah.
Simple. You have to. You just have to get it. So, yeah, they know where they are, and Torts gives them pretty good input in where they are. I mean, he doesn't sugarcoat it. That's what we need.
Yeah, it is very clear. That is what the Flyers need, as they are out of the playoff race and just trying to finish this season strong. And that is South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. One game remaining on this homestand, then the Flyers hit the road. We'll be back early next week.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.